Welcome to Church at Home this Mission Sunday. We're turning to Psalm 119. We will read several passages of Scripture from this chapter in the Message translation. Beginning at verse 64, "Your love, God, fills the earth. Train me to live by your counsel. Train me in good common sense. I'm thoroughly committed to living your way. You are good and the source of good. Train me in your goodness. The godless spread lies about me, but I focus my attention on what you are saying. Smile on me, your servant. Teach me the right way to live." Verse 64, "Train me to live by your counsel." Verse 66, "I'm thoroughly committed to living your way." Over and again in Psalm 119, the psalmist declares that God's word is his standard of living, that his deepest longing was for God to deal with him each and every day according to his precepts, according to his laws, according to his rules. The psalmist welcomed every area of his life to be brought under scrutiny and under inspection. Again and again, we read in this, the longest chapter in the Bible, "Train me, teach me, train me to live by your counsel, train me in good common sense, train me in your goodness, teach me the right way to live." In essence, the psalmist declares that he's not simply interested in a few life experiences with God. Rather, he is intentional in developing a lifestyle of ordering every aspect of his existence around God's commands, around God's precepts, his ways, and his truths. The hunger, the craving of this man was not simply to be taught the right action to take, but rather the right way to live in order to become more like God each and every day. Verse 69 reveals the key to the psalmist's ability to build and maintain a lifestyle of godliness. Regardless of the things he faced, his response was this: "I focus my attention on what you are saying. I focus my attention on what you are saying." Today we continue with our series, Focusing on a Godly Lifestyle. Focusing on a Godly Lifestyle. Church, godliness is one of the most important foundational spiritual attributes to which we, like the psalmist, must commit to build into our lives. Godliness is not just to be a moment or a season, but rather it is to be our way of life. For example, we might be a very conscientious parent or a dedicated church member, even a talented leader in the house of God. But none of these things matter if at the same time we are not godly people. Godliness is not an optional spiritual accomplishment of a few believers in a bygone era, or can it only be attained by a handful of super saints of today? Godliness is both a privilege and it is a duty of every believer to pursue a godly lifestyle, training himself to be godly, diligently seeking to practice godliness. This is what it's all about. And we will see why in just a moment. But first on this Missions Sunday, before we can go any further, we have a word appearing in our text today that demands our attention. One word in our text that will take priority today. We cannot, indeed, we must not navigate around this word. It's the word godless in verse 69. Godless. Godless is the very opposite of godly. The very opposite of godly. When you turn to Scripture, you will read of godless nations, godless places, godless men and women, godless cultures, godless rulers, godless world, a godless, indulgent life. There's a passage in Proverbs that accurately describes the godless. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 13 through 15. The godless are not on the highway of holiness. They walk in the ways of darkness. They take pleasure when evil prospers and thoroughly enjoy a lifestyle of sin. But they're walking on a path to nowhere, wandering away into deeper deception. This word godless in the Message translation, this word appears three times in Psalm 119. We can't get around it. However, there's another word. There's another word that appears in our text that is of far greater force and far greater power than the word godless. And it is appearing in verse 64. Your love, God, fills the earth. Train me to live by your counsel. Your love, God, fills the earth. Train me to live by your counsel. Can you give me the word that I'm looking for, please? You're right. It's the word love. Love. Now that word appears 18 times in Psalm 119. In this same translation, the Message that we're using today, that word appears, the word love appears 18 times. That's 6 times more than the appearances of godless. There are other translations as well that this word love appears many times in Psalm 119. The Passion Translation, 15 times. The Amplified Bible, 16 times. God's Word Translation, 16 times. The NIV, 17 times. Why so many times? In the multiple use of this word love, the psalmist made it very clear that God's love is eternal and serves as the foundation for his actions and his character. He makes it clear that God's love is abundant, exceedingly great, without end. It underlies his goodness and it serves as the basis for his redemption of man from a life of sin. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7, from the Passion Translation said, everyone who lives or who loves is fathered by God and experiences an intimate knowledge of him. The one who doesn't love has yet to know God, for God is love. Now listen, here's the heart of what I want to share with you today on this Mission Sunday. We who are recipients of God's love, who have been fathered by God, are responsible to live our lives in imitation of God our Father, showing who he is to the unfathered, to the godless. And herein lies the second requirement to focus on a godly lifestyle. Number 2, decide to display God's love to the godless. Decide to display God's love, his great love to the godless. You see, Psalm 119 is a psalm of decision. It's a psalm of decision. The words, I will, appear 20 times in many Bible translations. I will. It's a psalm of decision. I truly believe in this hour that God is looking for decision makers. God is looking out among his people to decide to focus on living a life dedicated to displaying his love in this godless societies that we find ourselves in. Never forgetting where we have come from, that we, the recipients of his great love, are to display that love to people who are without hope, who are without God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 9 and 10, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. This last phrase can also be translated, he loved us and sent his Son as the one who would turn aside his wrath, taking away our sins. Church, The godly person never forgets that he was at one time an object of God's holy and just wrath. This remembrance serves as an incredible motivator to live godly. The godly person never forgets that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. This awareness of God's love in Christ for both us and those without Christ must be personalized in order for us to reach a point of decision. It must become very personal and alive within us to reach that point of decision, to display it to the godless, to display it to the unfathered. And they're everywhere. Sometimes we can struggle with this because we see that the way the godless live. And if we're honest, if we're really honest, we wouldn't mind too much if they had an encounter, maybe just a small encounter with the wrath of God. If we're truly honest, we could see ourselves thinking that, but listen, it's not enough to believe that God loved the world. I must be gripped by the realization that God loved me when I was so unworthy. And to the same degree, he loves the wicked, evil man. Therefore, I am compelled to show him God's love. So I make a decision. I make a decision to do it. And then I seek to make this a way of life and live by it each and every day. I close with this scripture from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Two scriptures, in fact, verses 14 and 15. Paul said, Christ's love has moved me to such extremes. His love has the first and the last word in everything we do. Our firm decision is to work from this focused center. One man died for everyone. That puts everyone in the same boat. He included everyone in his death so that everyone could also be included in his life, a resurrection life, a life far better than people ever lived on their own. Come on, let's call out to God right now. Let's just decide today. Let's set our hearts together and make a decision today, Lord. Like the psalmist, we open our hearts to you. Let godliness, this godly lifestyle, this godly way of life, oh God, let it be more than seeking to take the right action, oh God. Teach us the right way to live, that we may become more like you every day. May living a godly life not be an option, but rather may it be a daily pursuit, training ourselves to live by your word. Thank you for your amazing love shown to us by sending Jesus to redeem and to deliver us from the bondage of sin. Thank you for we who were once far off have been brought nigh. We thank you for we who were once objects of your wrath have been raised up together with you through Christ. Keep this ever before us, O God, to serve as a motivation to live godly. May we make this decision today to show your love, to display your love to those who do not know and follow Christ. Grip us afresh with the realization that you, to the same degree that you love me, you love the godless. Use me, O Father, use me in this hour to display your unending and your unfailing love. In Christ's name I pray, amen and amen. Just before we finish, do you know that God loves you? Do you know that God loves you? Do you know that whatever you've done, just where you are, and whatever kind of life you've been living, God has such a great plan for you. And it's yours to embrace. It's yours to reach out and embrace his love. If you desire to know more about entering a relationship with Jesus Christ, or if you would like to know more about Nairobi Lighthouse Church, please call or text the number that is at the bottom of your screen. We'd love to hear from you. Love to pray with you. Love to help you. God bless you.